This podcast is brought to you by Northern Motor Group. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Now we have a former Socceroo joining us on the line, Stan Lazaridis. Welcome to Evenings on FNR. Stan, are you there? Sorry.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. We've got you now.
Yes.
Well, the Socceroos face Palestine tonight in a really important game for Australia, for Graham Arnold's maybe future job prospects. So what did you make of the defeat to Jordan?
Look, we just started off really slow, to be honest. And Jordan was so, they were out of the blocks pretty quick and really fast counter-attacking play. They got their goal defended and we just found it very difficult to break them down. It was very, we didn't really go out wide and we're trying to go through the middle and it was very difficult and frustrating. So hopefully tonight, obviously it's a must-win game for the guys, that I'm sure will be a better display.
And Stan, what do you think the game plan will be tonight and how do you think Graham Arnold will be lining up?
Oh, look, he'll make a couple of changes. I think more than likely Jackson Irvine, maybe even Economides may even start to give us some natural width. I think that was what was missing in the first game. We didn't actually have any width where we could get in behind the teams. Most of these teams now playing against us, they're going to make it difficult to be broken down. So they're really going to block up the middle of the defence and make it difficult to go through. So we're going to have to get around the wings and that, you know, even means the fullbacks pushing on and trying to get crosses in. I think that should be the plan tonight. And just to up the tempo a little bit, we were very, very slow, particularly in that first half against Jordan.
And if the Socceroos are getting more crosses in, do you think Jamie McLaren is the right striker to start up front?
Well, I mean, why they play, they need to change. I mean, obviously, there's been a few players that are missing through injury and whatnot. So maybe that means like Rogic coming in from behind as well. I mean, it's not just McLaren that you're aiming. You're aiming for the area and it's up to other players to make that space up. So it's unfair. I mean, McLaren's a poacher and he kind of sniffs on the loose ball. And you've seen there where the goal got disallowed that may have been allowed in other games. So McLaren's more the second kind of ball that he plays. But, I'm expecting Rogic to step up tonight as well because he didn't have a great game in that first match as well.
And, Stan, we touch on Tom Rogic, and I was only speaking to Josh about this. He seems to come under a lot of criticism. Do you think it is warranted or is it just the case that many don't really understand what type of player he is and maybe some of the qualities he possesses? Or what are the heights that you'd expect him to reach?
Well, he comes out of criticism because he's a very good player and he's the guy that's going to win you the game and score your goals. So that's why he's under criticism and all the players look towards him. He's now the focal point with Aaron Moy and Leckie and various other players missing. So, he comes in and out of games, Rogic, and he does his little bit of brilliance where he's got good feet, he's got a good strike. And I just think there was a lot of pressure put on him on that first match and he just found the going tough. I'm sure he'll be much better tonight. He's a big game player. He plays at Celtic, plays in some big matches there as well and he's been a key figure there. So I expect him to turn around and play really, really well because that's what great players do. So to answer your question, the criticism is warranted, but he'll take it on and move it on to this game.
And Stan, you've been involved during your career in many, many international camps. What do you do in camp from a leadership perspective and down to the playing group as well to get morale back up after a defeat like this?
Oh, look, you just keep working on what the game plan is. Keep working on what you're good at. Just re-emphasise that. Just keep repetition going. Against Jordan, we got it together in probably the last half an hour. In the last 30 minutes, it was very, very good. And I think the players will take a lot of confidence from that last half an hour. This is what's going to happen in the rest of this tournament. Teams are going to try and get a goal against us and then basically defend for their lives and put every man behind the ball and make it frustrating. So I'm glad it's actually happened first up. So at least the players are aware of it. I'm sure of our quality. I'm sure we're going to win tonight. It's a bit of an eye-opener, obviously, losing the first match, but there's some good teams in the other groups as well that we're going to face. So You know, I'm sure it's not to be panicked at the moment. It senses like everyone's saying there's going to be panic, but just get back to basics and get back to what the players are good at.
And Stan, with the loss of Mille Jedinak and Tim Cahill, how much do you think that's had an impact on the team? And as a player, as a former Socceroo yourself, how important is it to have an experienced leader on the pitch like Mark Milligan?
Well, yeah, Milligan, he's reliable, you know. You mentioned Jedinak and Timmy Cahill. Look, they were in a certain generation. They were excellent footballers, and previous generations had great footballers. It's just that's the natural cycle. But as you just mentioned there, Mark Milligan, Tom Rogic, Aaron Moy when he's playing, and Lecky, these sort of got Matty Ryan in goals. These are now your spine of your side that you're expecting to step up and take that leadership role and you know, blood in these youngsters like Nabil and some of the other players that that are getting runs now. So, yeah, Mark Milligan, excellent player, very reliable. He's steady Eddie. He rarely has a bad game and does things right because he keeps things simple. That's probably his best part of his game, just keeps things simple.
Do you think, though, Stan, playing him in midfield is potentially a little bit of a waste against teams like Palestine who are going to sit so deep? I mean, Mark Milligan's role in midfield, because he's also a centre-back kind of half and half, he's a breaker of play, and maybe his leadership qualities are there, but does he offer enough against teams who are sitting on the edge of their own box?
Oh, look, for me, I always like having a player, and I think Graham Arnold's the same, where you need to protect your defence as well. You just can't just go, you know, all guns blazing and throw everything forward. You've got to protect your back line. And I think Mark Milligan does that really well, where he screens the centre-backs and is that holding role player for the midfield. And he sets plays up. You know, he breaks play up, gets the ball and gives it out wide and gives it to players that can actually influence the game. I think that's his best asset rather than trying to push him forward. I think he'd be waste. For me, I don't think he plays his best football further forward.
Absolutely. And just in terms of the criticism that the Socceroos have faced in the last few days, obviously a big reaction to that defeat against Jordan. When you are playing away from home in these sort of far-flung locations, are you aware of what's emanating from back home, or are you sort of insulated from it?
Oh, no, you just know. As a player, you lose a game like that, you don't need no media. You don't need anything. You just know. You go back in dressing room or whatever, you're on the bus, and you just know that you got to turn up on that next game and get a result. And, you know, the reason why is because we won it. You know, we won it last time. So we're expected to be in a final or a semi-final at least. And so the players will know, the coaches will know that, you know, anything less than 3 points tonight is not acceptable. So, and I'm sure it's going to happen. And you just got to respond, you know, you got to respond back with that performance. We were slow, you know. The first half wasn't great. Second half was a lot better, and I think we'll be much better tonight. But yeah, again, answering your question, sometimes you don't need to read or you don't need to listen, or you just know and you feel it as a player when you go back in, and you can't wait for the next game to come around as quick as possible.
And Stan, I'm putting you on the spot here, but was there a particular moment that you remember maybe in your international career, even your club career, when you were at a low ebb and a coach or a senior figure gave you a bit of advice or a bit of a G-up and something you could pass on to the boys for tonight?
Yeah, look, I mean, many times I've played at West Ham or Birmingham, you know, you'd be in a run of losing four or five matches. And I remember the coach at the time, Stevie Bruce, Harry Redknapp, would just say, look, you know, prior to those five matches, when we did win the game, what did you do in the game that you did well? And for me, it was, you know, running with the ball, crossing the ball and being in familiar positions. And I just think players just get back to what they know, what they did in good matches, and just do those things. And whether that's keeping the ball, whether not giving it away, whether getting early crosses in, every player is different. But most managers would say just get back to what you did when we were playing well.
Well, Stan, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and we look forward to chatting to you again soon. And go Socceroos!
Yeah. No, thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.
Stan Lazaridis joining us there, former Socceroo, of course. Great to have his insight.